cold silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on January the 21st, 2008. I always start off by asking the newcomers to the show to look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com and download as much of the previous talks I've given over the years as you wish, and also look into alanwattsentientsentinel.eu for the transcripts, which you can download for print up and pass around to your friends, and they're in the different languages of Europe and Scandinavia. So much has been happening our whole lives, and that most people are oblivious to why things really occur. Things don't happen spontaneously in any society, in any era, without massive planning. And that's no different from today. All this globalization, the new substitute for war, which is a war to save the world from us, which is the eco-movement, just an echo of the past, you might say, is being pushed down our throats at one incredible speed. And it's coming from the top down, as all culture does in all eras. It's created from the top and pushed down to the people at the bottom, who begin to parrot it and have no reason to suspect that they're being conned in any way at all, or even why. And the reason they're being conned is because, as the Club of Rome said, the big think tank, that one of the top think tanks, really the premier ones, the Club of Rome comes up with ideas to rule the future and methods of controlling whole countries, in fact, a whole world of people. And they went over in the 70s all the times and histories where people have come together and acted together and got along together for a common cause, and they found that they only do it in warfare. And therefore, they came up with a substitute for war, which they must have in a global society, and that would be terrorism as one, of course. You've got to find terrorists everywhere to justify the big internal police forces we'll have everywhere. And you also have to have a common enemy outside of that. In past times, religion used to supply it, and you'd have inquisitions going around countrysides, and inquisitors would kill people here and there just to remind you that evil did exist, and you better obey them, because they could inflict terrible evil on you if you didn't. And it's no different with this eco-nonsense. And the new high priests are simply the scientists who are paid very handsomely for getting on board with the global agenda, even though the facts don't fit their talk. That doesn't really matter to a gullible public who don't study these particular sciences or have access to the data either at the top. So they came up with this whole idea with greening. It's an interesting thing, you know, from Pythagoras onwards. Pythagoras and his schools, secret schools, really, because you had to apply to join and have a code of silence for a few years before you were allowed into the inner chambers or the inner secrets of the society. And part of that was to do with their purpose, which was revolution. Revolution was to be spread in ancient times through recruitment of certain youngsters who could keep secrets and who would be tested and who would be put on from there to travel elsewhere and spread the word. We'll be back with more after these messages.
Mm-hmm. The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt, cutting through the matrix, and I was jumping from this big green movement we have today, coupled with, of course, the Green Party, because green, green is green, they say, on the far side of the hill, and as the old song used to go, and it's very, very old, because Pythagoras, who also used numbers coupled with letters, as did the Chaldeans, and even in the Hebrew alphabet, and in the English one too, all use these little codes that they have, and colors also, as far back as Pythagoras, were used. The colors of her yellow or gold were the sun, those in the light, the illumined ones. And so these two talk about golden-thighed Pythagoras, etc. Meaning he was, and they didn't mean the thigh either, by the way, they were rather polite in those days, and the later censors made sure they kept polite by calling it the thigh. Same in the Old Testament, when they swore oaths on each other's thighs. It wasn't the thigh, of course. It was on your generative forces, we should say. So green is used. And we'll notice, too, in the conservative parties worldwide, they always use blue for their ties. Although sometimes even they will use red when they're pushing part of a revolutionary agenda, or they're progressive, as like they call themselves now. And Labour generally took red. That's why the communists took the red as well for their star. And now we have the green, because these are all Masonic lodges at the top. And each lodge was much like the various Catholic institutions that they had down through the centuries for monks. Each monk had or type of school had its speciality. Some were into the law, like the Dominicans. They were into dominion. And then you had other ones also into factions of the law, which were the sons of edict or benedicts. Everything is part of a system of control on a large scale, unknown to the public, of course, who only see the outer facade of holy men. And even going as far back as Sumer, we find the same kind of things. The priests, even there in Sumer, 5,000-6,000 BC, were trained in their special areas, even real estate and corporate law. They dealt with all imports and exports to the country, and all goods and all things that were sold within, even down to what we call today a value-added tax. So there's nothing new under the sun, as they say. It's just that the public are not taught their histories. They're entertained after they've been indoctrinated into whatever the present society wishes them to know. I think it was Charles Fort that once said, we're farmed. And he's quite right, we're farmed. Even now, with the dehumanization, and that happens once you knock down life from being sacred, all the pillars follow in one after the other, and the pantheon roof falls in eventually, because you got to have all the pillars up to keep it all strong. One goes down and they all topple, and that's the name of the game today, because we're harvested, and even our body parts are harvested. Farming terms are used on us, because you see, we're the animals. At one time, it had been a horror show to use such terms on people. Never mind the businesses that would run them. They'd have been lynched for even suggesting they do that. But today, we're harvested. And in Britain, there's even a law going through. They'll try and get through it. I don't know if they passed it yet. To put everyone down as a donor, whether you want to or not. You're a donor. Now, if that becomes law, then you certainly are property. I think we should understand that first and foremost. You are property. Because if you have no right and say over your own body and what happens to it, then that means someone owns it. And you'll find that the corporate state owns it. But that's how far down the ladder we've gone, and now they're chipping babies' heels in some hospitals, and they're chipping the elderly, and now they're going for the prisoners. In Britain, too, they're passing this law to chip prisoners. And these tiny little chips are followed by satellite tracking. So forget the little passive chips, that's out the window. And with the new, which is not new at all, the passive ones were just getting us trained to accept them in the first place, because we don't get spooked when they give us the whole package deal at once. They get you ready for it piece by piece by piece. That's how you train a herd of animals. Otherwise, it'll run away. Every farmer knows this. We're treated like animals on an incredible basis every day by the media. And the media is the big arm of the system of conology, as I like to call it. Their job is to con you every step of the way in every facet of life. Governments and this system and the real government behind it could not get its way without the aid, the complete aid of mainstream media. It's an essential arm of government. Now there's a little blog here. It's from Mark Morano at epw.senate.gov, and this one is to do with the con about the environment. It says here, this is December the 11th, 2007. Skeptical scientists urge world to have the courage to do nothing at UN conference. This is Bali, Indonesia. An international team of scientists skeptical of man-made climate fears promoted by the United Nations and former Vice President Al Gore, I call him the allegory, descended on Bali this week to urge the world to have the courage to do nothing in response to UN demands. Lord Christopher Monk, UK climate researcher had a blunt message for UN climate conference participants on Monday. Climate change is a non-problem. The right answer to a non-problem is to have the courage to do nothing, Monckton told participants. The UN conference is a complete waste of our time and your money, and we should no longer pay the slightest attention to the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, Monckton added. Monckton also noted that the United Nations has not been overly welcoming to the group of skeptical scientists. Now, I don't see the public, too. They hear all this massive propaganda on a daily basis, and it's all put out by the same United Nations-approved scientists. They make their living, you understand. These scientists come out of university, and they all want to get their names in the history books as inventing or discovering something. If they can't do that, they want a lifelong career on some agenda or other. And this is how they do it, a lifelong career. Just like priests in ancient times, when they used to get together at major conferences and discuss for months on end how many angels could stand on the head of a pin. You see, this is equivalent, all this nonsense with the planet and so on, and global climate change and carbon emissions, and on it goes. It's all the same technique that's been used again. This is the substitute for previous chronologies. It says here, UN organizers refused my credentials and appeared desperate that I should not come to this conference. They've also made several attempts to interfere with their public meetings, Monckton explained. It's a circus here, agreed Australian scientist Dr. David Evans. Evans is making scientific presentations to delegates and journalists at the conference, revealing the latest peer-reviewed studies that refute the United Nations climate claims. This is the most lavish conference I have ever been to, but I am only a scientist, and I actually only go to the science conferences, Evans said, noting the luxury of the tropical resort. They always have that in lovely exotic places, these big conferences, don't they? And it says, an analysis by Bloomberg News on December the 6th found government officials and activists flying to Bali, Indonesia, for the United Nations meeting on climate change will cause as much pollution as 20,000 cars in a year. Very true. Evans, a mathematician who did carbon accounting for the Australian government, recently converted to a skeptical scientist about man-made global warming after reviewing the new scientific studies. We now have quite a lot of evidence that carbon emissions definitely don't cause global warming. We have the missing human signature in the atmosphere. We have the IPCC models being wrong. That's what they use for all their computer simulations, etc. You get in what you get out from it, what you feed into it, and of course you can predict anything that way. And we have the lack of a temperature going up the last 5 years, Evans said in an interview with the Inhofe EPW press blog. Evans authored a November 28, 2007 paper called Carbon Emissions Don't Cause Global Warming. Evans touted a new peer-reviewed study by a team of scientists appearing in the December 2007 issue of the International Journal of Climatology of the Royal Meteorological Society, which found warming is naturally caused and shows no human influence. Most of the people here at the UN conference have jobs that are very well paid, very, very true, and they depend on the idea that carbon emissions cause global warming. They're not going to be very receptive to the idea that, well, actually the science has gone off in a different direction, Evans explained. So, you see, this again can be found. This whole climate change was dreamed up a long time ago, and it's admitted to that it was dreamed up by the guys who dreamed it up, because that's the book, The First Global Revolution, printed in the early 90s, where they tell you right in there, the founders and the authors of the book tell you, the think tank at Rome, the Club of Rome, who published the book, they tell you that they dreamed up that whole idea back in the 70s when they were looking for an enemy to unite the planet, like a warfare scenario where we all work together and get great things done. So they hit on the idea of global warming and blaming the public, so we'd all have to succumb to this new priesthood who would be very authoritarian over the top of us. I'll be back with more after the following messages.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Hi, folks. Alan Watt back and cutting through the matrix. Just talking about how we take everything for granted, mainly because through repetition by the media concerning certain topics, we start to adapt and adopt to those particular little phrases we hear. Most people have no real idea of what's happening themselves. We parrot phrases, slogans, as Lenin called them. He says we shall conquer the world by the use of slogans. And you'll find people simply parrot slogans to you. And that's the sign that you have a non-functioning, non-thinking person that's addressing you with these are slogans. Ordinary people try and talk through things from their own perspective and use their own language. They don't copy slogans. Now we've got Joe from Florida on the line. Are you there, Joe?
Hi, Alan.
Hello.
I got your DVDs the other day, and I watched them this weekend. They were wonderful.
Okay.
And today I was over protesting Rudy Giuliani. He came down to near where I live, and I had a sign that said September 11th, treason exposed, and I was giving out free DVDs. But what I wanted to talk about was the place that he went was a corporation called Radon that worked for, you know, the military, making simulated equipment for simulators and stuff.
Yeah.
But when I was standing there with my protest sign and I looked at the sign, I noticed that the Y in Radon was like one of those crooked cross Ys. It wasn't a normal alphabetic Y. So I was looking at it, and like what I got from you, I was like, Ra, and then they had the cross, and then Don.
Yeah, Don is master. Don means master.
Okay, so Ra is sun, right? Sun god or something?
That's right.
Sun god, and then Don is master. And the Y would be what? Like the sun god over Jesus, master? Or what is the cross, the crucifix? You know, it's like that peace sign upside down, you know, that like it's like a Y, but it's like a cross, you know?
Yeah, Y has always been used. Y is partly a trinity, if you take the 3 points of it. But it's also a duad. It's two and two, one. It's a male and female also. But it's also the Y chromosome of the male, which is now misshapen. It's the new man to come, yeah.
So what would you get out of that name? So it's sun god...
And master, master of Ra, yeah, or Ra is a master, yeah.
Yeah, it's just funny how, like, I just get done watching your DVD, and I'm out there protesting, and there it is. It just, like, I got to tell you, opened my eyes to things that I never would have noticed before, and I want to thank you for that. The other thing I wanted to ask is, you know, does it do any good, like, being out there by yourself with a sign? Like, I kind of got a thrill out of the fact that hopefully Giuliani driving by in his bus saw me there. But, I mean, does it work? Does it do anything, or am I wasting my time?
One person, really, it doesn't do anything. What it can do, if you're in the right place, is inform yourself, because some of them will stop and talk to you occasionally. And they give you little clues about things which you would never suspect, including the type of language they use, which, again, is all higher Masonic-type coding, which they give out in public, if you understand what they're actually saying. But it's the same in the Canadian Parliament. There's people who have demonstrated on the steps of the Parliament, and they've been informed that what they're complaining about is all the wrong things, because the Parliament is simply run by high masonry at the top. And there's certain people there who are never the number one guy, the Prime Minister. It's always someone else in the Cabinet who really runs the show. And it's no different wherever you go. But sometimes they will stop and talk to you personally, because it's a personal education you're after.
Right. One other thing is, I see that the Prime Minister of England is talking about a New World Order now, and it just seems like with the economic collapse going on, if that's part of the reason he's coming out openly like this.
Yes, they're talking now. He was over in India and promising them billions of pounds and foreign aid to bring them up to scratch with a new economy and all the rest of it. And he's talking about internationalism and globalization and so on and so on. So, I mean, this is a crucial phase that they're at right now. That's why there's so much propaganda hitting us from so many angles. As they believe they've destroyed the old society. They've put the last of it into the ground. That's the eradication of family. Interpersonal relationships are almost gone. Most people communicate electronically. In fact, they don't even need people. They don't even want to see real people, and so they've eradicated the old structure in order to bring in the new, which they've already planned. The great architect plans it in advance before he knocks down the old building, and so the new society is all ready to come into force. And they know too, there will be a kickback from different segments within society because of the massive difference in life they're going to have to lead shortly. They're ready to deal with that with brute force and high technology. They've been preparing for this for many, many years, and they do expect a massive backlash within especially the United States and parts of Europe.
Alan, how come, like, after watching your DVD, you talk about the elite working together? How come the King of France and what was it, Charles of England, how come they were killed then? I don't understand.
Well, sometimes you would get the oddball that wasn't quite psychopathic enough, and sometimes too you'd have one that really thought he was the supreme deity, the ultimate king, the sun god, as they called him, you know.
And
it's the same with Ronald Reagan. When he got into office, he went off to Helsinki. They'd always go off to Helsinki for the first meeting. And Ronald Reagan promised them to change the whole world and benefit everybody through financing from the U.S. And he wasn't supposed to say that. He went off his script, so when he went back, they shot him just to remind him that he really wasn't the boss.
Wow. Well, hey, thanks, Alan, and your DVD's great. And I'm waiting for you to put something else out. So
thank you. Thanks for calling. Back with more after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, folks. Alan Watt back, cutting through the matrix. And it's quite the tangled web they've woven for us. And most people are stuck on it right now. Remember, when you're on a web, eventually the spider comes along to eat you. That's the purpose of it. Now I've got Tom in Massachusetts. Are you there, Tom?
Yes, Alan.
How are you?
Fine, and you?
I'm doing not so bad.
That's good. First of all, I want to express my sincere thanks and appreciation for all the time and effort that you've put into all your research and that you've made this available to the public. It's really appreciated. I really want to thank you for that.
Yeah, it's an ongoing thing. It certainly does take more time in the day than you can spare.
Oh, yeah. I noticed that earlier in the talk you had made reference to the priests of Sumer. And I'm just wondering, in your research, is this basically where you found that the dead end hits so far as the beginnings of civilization? Or do you feel or have found that civilization has actually been in existence before, longer than that in other forms?
Yeah, there's no doubt it was there from other forms. Sumer simply didn't develop as such or evolve in trial and error and all the rest of it. It kind of arrived on the spot from the highlands to the northeast. And we know that they came down. They initially built, it was post and beam construction houses with wood. So they were used to that by living in the highlands. However, they brought a whole system with them. And in no time at all, they had this pantheon of gods, which was really, again, parts of the system with the priesthoods accordingly matched. and they ran this whole commercial system, and most of their produce was going to India. So we know that there were that they had the idea of this system, including even the weights and measures, which we still use today, for their produce and the weighing of their precious metals. They used to use the raw powder for silver, and they'd weigh it out, and that's how they use it for commerce. But India was the biggest trading partner, and it simply was on the go too quickly to evolve out of trial and error. And so we know now, even through archaeology, there was a previous civilization even beneath that those trade routes, and now they're calling them the Harappians. So mankind is far, far, far older than we are led to expect, and we have gone through different ages, as it's called. So I think that there's some more truths in the Vedas of India, because they go back millions of years with civilizations.
Wow. Now, insofar as the establishment of the secret societies, the Freemasons, the Rosicrucians, the Illuminati, and that, such as Benjamin Franklin, Jefferson, John Dee, and Francis Bacon, why did they continue to devote their entire lifetimes working towards the completion of this great work, even though they wouldn't be able to see the end result? They basically went to their graves, knowing that they had worked on this project, but it didn't come to fruition during their lifetimes. I mean, were they promised some type of reward in an afterlife?
Well, or? Life extension was the first part. Life extension was one of the few things that even the Rosicrucians allowed the public to know. That was to attract people into it, that those that served it well would have, and prosperity, of course. Prosperity was another thing. So life extension and prosperity was pretty well guaranteed if you served them well for the great work. So that was quite the impetus in those days when poverty was such terrible squalor.
Yeah. So these people basically went to their graves with probably no reward, but just that hope was so fervent, and they had probably had it really inculcated in them, maybe through the secret religion or whatever.
It's a religion, no doubt. Some of them did tend to believe. See, they're allowed to believe what they want, really, in a sense. However, some of them also go traditionally along with the reincarnation theory, just like the ancient Roman elite did, and the Greeks before them, because it was the same bunch who moved into Rome. They believed that their own spirits would reincarnate into the same family lineages, and hence the need to always have the perfect bodies. So they married their relatives to try and ensure that their own spirits would reincarnate into their own family dynasties.
So how would they manifest? How would their personalities be manifested at some point in the future? Evidently, they wouldn't. It's just the fact that they felt that probably their descendants or progeny would be carrying on, I guess, part of them, and that's about it.
Well, they also believed they were far superior physically because of special selection of the breeding partners, you see. That's why Charles Darwin and many others just married into the same family lineages for 5, 6, 7 generations.
Well,
yeah, they truly do believe. They've always been into eugenics, and that's from the most ancient times. That's what kings and queens were into. They didn't marry because they fancied someone or because they were horny. They married people because the priest matched them up for the right kind of progeny that they wished to have.
Oh. Okay.
So Plato went into it in the Republic, the whole breeding process for aristocracy, and that's how he rationalized why they were superior over the masses. Is because they had their wives selected for them, intelligence, cunning, ruthlessness, and the proof that their family had succeeded in business over a few generations. That was the proof or the qualifications necessary, the credentials for marriage to a similar type person. So psychopathy can be bred in from generation to generation. You breed out certain other traits, like being a nice person, you'll get stood on, you won't get to the top. If you're cruel and ruthless, and you marry a similar person who's cruel and ruthless from a wealthy dynasty too, then there's a good chance that your progeny will have the same traits as you do.
So the reality is then we probably won't see a clone of Thomas Jefferson or Benjamin Franklin, but we'd probably see Their same personality traits just manifested in their descendants of today, then. Is that about it?
There's no doubt. This is well shown, actually, as I say, down through. That's why lineages are kept with such accuracy amongst the top elite. They go back thousands of years, some of them.
Wow.
I mean, it's so important to them. And you will find maybe every third, fourth generation, you'll get someone who's almost identical to great-grandfather and his personality traits and his likes, dislikes, and ruthlessness. Or it could be the other way. They might get a throwback where someone's pretty nice and easygoing, and he won't be let in on the secrets. It might be his brother who's pulled up the ladder.
Hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, traits can be bred in or out of people, the same as animals. If you want a good pet, you get a Labrador. If you want a good attack dog, you get a German Shepherd or Pit Bull or something that can be trained. So it's all to do with breeding in or out of traits that you desire or which are undesirable.
So I guess that's what you were referring to the last caller when you mentioned about the fact that sometimes somebody has to get taken care of because they aren't manifesting the psychopathy of
that's
their...
Right. That's
their
right. Well, there's no doubt. I mean, some of them realized what was happening. Some of them, I mean, even JFK, you know,
mm-hmm.
We know that too, that he gave speeches about the secret societies. He knew they were dominating the U.S. Congress and Senate, and he gave speeches about them, trying to expose them. Meanwhile, he belonged to an elite family.
Well, so I guess it doesn't pay to get religion, even when you're on the top.
Well, it certainly doesn't pay to have a conscience when you know the agenda.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I guess you might have some other callers, so I'd just like to say thanks for your responses to the questions, and look forward to continuing in my listening to you.
Okay. Thanks
All
for
right,
calling.
All right, we'll see you. Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye. Now, Keith from Florida, are you there, Keith?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, Alan. How are you?
Not so bad.
Good. Hey, you mentioned Helsinki, Finland, and Ronald Reagan going over there, and it just made me nostalgic. Last year I was there for about 3 months, and it was really a strange experience. There was a real heavy Illuminati presence, you might say. And I was just wondering, you know, if you how much you know about Helsinki and its relationship to, like, maybe Swedish Freemasonry. And I was wondering if you've seen the film. It was circulating in Helsinki when I was there, of Hitler visiting Mannerheim. He brought him a couple of cars and was trying to kiss his butt, trying to get Finland over on the German side in World War II. I was wondering if you're familiar with that.
Yeah, I am too, yeah. But it's so odd, too, because that country has been a thorn in the side of the various powers over the last 100 years or so, because they tend not to give in as a people, although some of the elite definitely run the country for them. But there's a big global meeting there every year, all coming from the Helsinki Agreement.
Yeah.
And the big boys go there. That's their kind of christening into it, their baptism into being the big boy when you become elected president or prime minister. But unfortunately, Ronald Reagan didn't. He thought he really was the president for a while, until he came back and he was shot. Not fatally, but it's enough to remind him that he should stick to his script.
Yeah, yeah, it's interesting. Mannerheim, who was the field marshal at the time for Finland, was of Swedish and Germanic royal blood. And it's interesting, if you look at the footage, if you look at Mannerheim and the way he and his officers are sort of amused by Hitler, and you sort of get the impression that here's this lower caste, former artillery corporal or whatever he was during World War One, and a real sort of a pawn of the big scene, going there to ask, mm-hmm. This royal figure for his help. And I was just wondering if you studied that particular film at all. Have you gained anything from that?
Not really. We do know that the royalty, you find all of the royalty across the whole of Europe and Scandinavia are interlinked from the same family dynasties. They've all intermarried down through the many, many centuries. And they've never lost their control over their countries either, except for, again, like the odd balls that stood up and said no to something and had their heads chopped off.
Right.
But the rest of them went along with it because they had the right stuff. They know that revolutions are not to aid the people, but revolutions are intended to go along with an agenda which they and their high priests have already decided upon. That's the beauty of the dialectic, that those who lead the revolutions never see the big picture. They never see the whole picture. They only see what's in it for them. They see the goal that they want to achieve. And they're always looking for a utopia where the elite already have planned their own utopia, which doesn't include those that lead the rebellions.
Yeah, very good, very good. Well, thank you very much for the answer, and I appreciate your show. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Yeah, it is important to study the places where they have these particular meetings, and you'll see the same thing. You see, this was all started off by the Royal Institute for International Affairs, and they had specific meetings in different countries, the Marrakesh meetings and so on, to do with financing and all this kind of stuff. Every place that they go has a significance to them, and whenever they go back and deal with a specific part of their agenda, they'll go back to the initial country they used for that part of the agenda for the first time, and have the Ottawa agreements and things like that going back for the last almost 100 years. So it's important to see where they go and what particular meetings they're having there. It's, again, specialized areas of controlling the whole world, economics, population, resources, and so on. Each place has got its own special place in that. And it's almost like Israel, too, because in the 60s, and in the newspapers across the world, they announced a meeting there for the United Nations, and it was to do with controlling the water of the world around the year 2000 or so. And lo and behold, it happens, this sudden emergency for water, and guess what's going to happen? It's all going to be privatized because the public can't manage it properly, and we'll have to privatize it and own the whole world's water supply and sell it to us for big bucks. Everything's planned way, way in advance, generally before we're born. We live through the changes, and because no one tells us, it's all a con job, and we adapt to it thinking it's all quite natural. And it never occurs to most people that are being lied to, why would such a massive media go to such lengths to continuously lie to you? Well, that's exactly what they do. It's quite simple. That's their job. It's to con you. You're educated, which is indoctrination, and then the media takes over. And in entertainment, too. There's hardly a movie out there you can watch without messages, politically correct messages getting inserted into your brain, and also predictive programming, getting you used to an idea that you never thought about before, so that when the real thing is mentioned in the media as going to be put into law, you'll think it's quite a natural progression. Meanwhile, you haven't done any thinking on it at all. It's just little parts of it that's been inserted into your mind, predictive programming, and it's quite an advanced science. So we're simply rolling along through an agenda with techniques being used on all of society, a standardized technique too. That's the whole thing about the United Nations and UNESCO. UNESCO, the first head of it, remember, for the United Nations, for the educational part of the United Nations, was Aldous Huxley's brother, Sir Julian Huxley. And read the statements that he made, because he put right on the line what his function was to be, the indoctrination of a whole world's youth into a new global system, but not for freedom's purpose, but really for the peace of those that ruled the country. They're betters, in other words, to help it make it easier for their betters to rule them. That was the whole point of it. And that's what the point of all education really is to make it easier for you to be managed by your betters, those ones who come out of special wombs, and they're sinless, they don't have sins, you see, or anything like that. And they're sort of holier than thou, the special people that just happen to be there, born into the right families with the right wealth and the right positions and get the right education. And we're trained to think that they are special. And unfortunately, the public, even the poor public, tend to grovel at the sight and in the presence of wealth. They grovel. It's rather disgusting to see ordinary people doing that, but they do it. And that's what all that Hollywood nonsense is about, too, with the stars and the glamour and the wealth being flashed in front of you is to dazzle you and make you salivate at the thought of being so rich and living in such a luxurious lifestyle. It's a con job. And if the public at the bottom just got it through their heads that they have one life to lead, one life they can be sure of because you wake up as you every day. One day you won't wake up at all, but at the moment you wake up as you, and you better use it. That means you use your mind to its fullest extent. Don't waste it. Use it for yourself. That's the most precious gift that you have. I often thought that if they start harvesting brains, even though there's so many people out there, it'll be very, very expensive because it'll say in the papers, like new, never used. What a tragedy. What a tragedy. Most people don't use their minds at all. They simply parrot their indoctrinations their whole lives. And whether that can be achieved, I have no idea. I have no idea at all. Some say it's always been this way. The vast majority of the public are living in the darkness. Who knows? I'll be back with more after the following messages.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up at 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Hi, I'm Alan Watt, cutting through the matrix, and trying to point out that the whole system we live in, and I refer to it as the matrix, isn't a real matrix. It's our complete system and world. It's been presented. And, of course, it's not difficult to keep them in that state once they've accepted it, because after indoctrination into it, if your parents don't know especially, it's highly unlikely the child will wake up to the big con that's going on all around them every day. Wars don't happen spontaneously. No war ever does. No revolution happens spontaneously. It takes many, many years of preparation and organization and funding to get them off the ground. And that also goes with the cultural wars that we've had. Most revolutions as well are bloodless. They're changes advocated from the top, like Plato said. They must be. And pushed down to people at the bottom to copy and to work into being. We work the agenda into being on behalf of the elite. We speak it into being when we parrot what they give us to say in our conversations. We make it so for them. Well, they laugh up their sleeves because they don't believe any of the stuff they've made sure that you do believe. It's not so hard to understand. But like Plato said, he said, if they were to allow something at the grassroots level, a cultural change to emerge and take off, it would upset the whole apple cart with unforeseen consequences. Today they would call it the butterfly effect. And therefore they can't allow anything truly to emerge from the grassroots and to flourish that would cause change. The elite would lose control. And it's so important for them to maintain control because they believe they're the only ones who are deemed intelligent enough to have control in the first place. They have no respect for the ordinary people at the bottom whatsoever. In fact, they see themselves as a separate species. And I'm not joking about that. They have always been eugenicists at the top. Eugenics goes back for thousands and thousands, perhaps millions of years. Where the elite had royal blood, as they called it, royal blood. The blue bloods, as it was termed. And the rest did not, obviously. Nobility could not just be bestowed, it had to be inherited. You could gradually work your way in by accepting marriage to a woman who was from nobility. Your offspring would have the chance to go on higher than you would. That's still the rule today. Even in higher masonry, and you find that in some of the clues that Benjamin Franklin leaves you with, because he joined a Hellfire Club, and they had their own little bordello attached to the Masonic Lodge, the particular lodge. But these were not ordinary prostitutes. They were very selective, specific gene-carrying types. And the honor was to be mated with one and have an offspring from that woman. That was the honor of High Masonry at that time. From Hamish and myself, up in Ontario, Canada, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
With recent